Good afternoon from Santa Barbara, California, as we get set for Great Plains non-conference basketball involving a Great Plains Athletic Conference member. The Dort College Defenders taking on a Golden State Athletic Conference member, San Diego Christian, this afternoon at a classic hosted by Westmont in Santa Barbara, California. We are seated high atop the playing surface at Kammerer Court, home of the Westmont Warriors. Dort College will be playing Westmont tomorrow evening, but first they have to play San Diego Christian, a team that is off to a 7-2 start so far this year. Well, the Dort College Defenders are 7-6 at this point of the 2013, soon to be 2014 basketball season. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from the top row of the bleachers here at Kammerer Court. The Dort College Defenders and San Diego Christian both going through their warm-up paces right now. And as we watch them do that, let's check in with Coach Craig Steensma about the matchup between these two teams. Coach Craig Steensma joins me as the Dort College Defenders come off of Christmas break and take on San Diego Christian this afternoon and at Westmont College in Santa Barbara, California. Coach, first of all, a trip for your women heading on the road, a long road trip, some time for some fun, but now it's time for basketball.
Yeah, you know, definitely a fun trip and definitely time for basketball as well. And having a week off was great, you know, having a weekend off there for the ladies was great to be home for Christmas. And we had a couple of very good practices on Friday, so I think we're ready to go. We're looking forward to playing. Obviously, you're playing in a different environment. You're playing somebody you've never seen before. And so it should be a lot of fun for us today.
San Diego Christian, what do you know about them?
Well, they're an NAI Division I school, and they're very, very big and athletic team. They have been very successful this year. They press a lot, and they are great in the post. So they have great shooters and they have great post players. Offensively, if you let them get rolling, they can really, really do a lot of damage because of the talent that they have.
What kind of tempo do they want to play at?
They push the ball really, really hard, and then they stop and they run a very disciplined half court, three out, two in, where they feature their post players and a couple of the really good guards that they have.
Walking out of the hotel today, one more young lady is out of uniform. That's Elise Marish. Describe her injury, describe the prognosis, and then tell me what you're going to do strategically without her for the near future.
Well, yeah, Elise is going to be out for about a month, and she has a micro tear of her Achilles, and so she's going to have to be in a boot for 2 weeks with no activity, and then in a boot for two more weeks. You know, she feels horrible about it, and she was going to try to play through it, but we decided she needed to go to the doctor, and they said, no, for your life, you need to take time off and get this healed. They were thinking it would have torn completely, so we'll be without Elise, and we'll move some people into the post that will play a little bit more. We'll feature Kara Van Dyke a little bit more in the post and cutting to the basket. You'll see Kara playing kind of in the five position a little bit more in a lot of the plays offensively. And Jessica Jelsma also is going to move and play some in the post and kind of help us out in different ways. And she's kind of a very willing soldier. She said, yep, I'm up for it. I'll do it. I'll do the best I can. But we're going to need Micah to play some good minutes for us. Micah Hall's coming off the bench. And, you know, everybody's got to do a little bit more and everybody's got to adjust. When you lose one of your leading scorers and rebounders, you know, who's played three full seasons as a starter, it's a blow.
What do you do with this San Diego Christian team defensively? What can you try to do?
Well, we need to make them uncomfortable, and so we're gonna bump cutters really hard. We're gonna hard switch every ball screen, and we're gonna try to deny reversals, because when they get the ball to the second and third side, they are very talented wing players that can cut and attack and really kind of have been dicing teams up pretty good. So we are going to try to do everything we can to be disruptive in the half court while also trying a few different things in the full court.
Coach Steensma sounding a little raspy, the travel not being kind to him, a few nights of short sleep, but he will muscle his way through. But talking about Elise Marish out for a significant period of time with a micro tear in her Achilles tendon, and so it will be mix and match time for the Dort College Defender basketball team. We'll take a look at the starting lineup in just a moment. San Diego Christian is 7-2 this season. They have losses to Corbin of Oregon and Lindenwood Belleville. The Hawks also played a pair of exhibition games against Cal State LA and Fresno State. Those do not count in their schedule. San Diego Christian was receiving votes in the most recent NAI Division I poll, and they are also a member of the Golden State Athletic Conference. San Diego Christian is averaging 61.1 points per game and allow 57 points per game. They out-rebound teams 38.6 to 36.3. Hawks are converting 37.8% of their shots, and opponents make 34.9% of their field goal attempts. Chardonnay Shula is good for 12.7 points per game, and Gabrielle Concepcion is scoring 10 points per game in four contests. Brianna Martinez is scoring 9 points per game and right at 3 rebounds per contest. Heather Servin is scoring 7.8 points per game, and Angela Pena is good for 6.7 points per contest. Germany Stewart converts 5.6 points per game, gets to 6.6 rebounds per contest. The Dort College women are 7-6 this season. They snapped a four-game losing streak with a win on Thursday night of last week, or I should say 10 days ago, over Martin Luther. Dort College is 2-5 of the GPAC. These games against San Diego Christian and Westmont, along with the January 25 date with Dakota State, are the only non-conference games remaining on the Dort College Defenders schedule. Dort College is averaging 71.8 points per game and allows 71.4 points per contest. Dort out-rebounds teams 39.5 to 38.5, and the defenders make 40.6% of their field goals, while opponents are making 37.6% of the shots that they take. Dort's three-point success is 28.9%, while opponents are making 31.8%. Elise Marish scores 16.2 points per game with 4.2 rebounds. Kira Van Dyke converts 12.5 points per contest. She gets a team-high 8.3 rebounds per game. Marish, of course, is out of uniform for the near future. Marish also makes 52.6% of her field goals, and Danelle Bowen is good for 7.8 points per game. Jasmine Skelhaus and Kim Cruz are scoring 5.6 and 5.2 points per game. Jessica Jelsma has a 4.8 points per game scoring average to go with 4.8 rebounds per game. Dort College continues to play without Jamie Cook, who has an injured hand. She scores 12.2 points and 6.3 rebounds per game when she's in action. She also has an average of 2.6 assists per game. Jamie Cook has missed three games up to this point. Today will be number 4. Tomorrow will be number 5. In their most recent outing, San Diego Christian beat Dakota State 77-62. That came on Saturday, December 21. San Diego Christian was up 39-22 at halftime, held that margin through most of the second half. They made 29 of 60 shots from the field, 7 of 18 three-point baskets, but they were out-rebounded 46-30. Dort College snapped a four-game losing streak with a 69-61 win over Martin Luther on Thursday, December 19. The defenders were up 34-23 at the half, pushed the lead all the way to 60-33 before the Knights staged a late comeback to cut the lead to 6 before Dort secured the win. Elise Marish scored 18 points and had 7 rebounds. Jasmine Skelhaus scored 13. Kayla Brookhouse chipped in with 9 points. Kira Van Dyke scored 8 with 10 rebounds, and she had 4 blocked shots. Here are your probable starting lineups for today's basketball game. Let's begin with San Diego Christian and Coach Urban Jerry. They will start number 1, Brianna Martinez, a 5'11 junior from Chula Vista, California, averaging 9 points per game. Number 4 is Chardonnay Shula, a 5'7 senior from San Pablo, California, averaging 10.4 points per game. Alexa Davison is a 5'10 junior from Granada Hills, averaging 4.3 points per outing. Number 24 is Irene Lopez, a 6'1 senior from Sylmar, California, averaging 3.9 points per game. And Gabrielle Concepcion is a 5'5 freshman from Reno, Nevada, averaging 6.3 points per game. For the Dort College defenders, their starting lineup looks like this. Number 5 is Kayla Brookhouse, a 5'5 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 4.3 points per game. Number 11 is Jasmine Skelhaus, a 5'7 sophomore from Pella, averaging 5.6 points per game. Number 15 is Danelle Bowen, a 5'7 senior from Sibley, Iowa, averaging 7.8 points per contest. Jessica Jelsma is a 5'8 senior from Hudsonville, Michigan, averaging 4.8 points per game. And number 31 is Kara Van Dyke, a 6'2 senior from Leota, Minnesota, averaging 12.5 points per game. Again, for the defenders, it'll be Brookhouse, Skelhaus, Bowen, Jelsma, and Van Dyke. For San Diego Christian and the Hawks, it'll be Martinez, Shula, Davison, Lopez, and Concepcion. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the opening tip of today's basketball game right after this. Today's broadcast of Dort College Basketball made possible by grants from American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community, by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. North College in the road, black jerseys, gold numbers, trimmed in white. San Diego Christian in their home white jerseys with Carolina blue numbers trimmed out in navy blue. Interestingly enough, for this starting lineup, North College is employing at one time or another over their college careers, four out of these five players have played point guard for the North College Defenders. Makeshift lineup today with two regulars on the bench in Jamie Cook and Elise Marish, both nursing injuries that will keep them out for a significant period of time. And we are just about set for basketball. The Hawks will be moving from right to left. And my directions have been completely turned around walking in here. I believe the ocean is to my left, so that would be to the west, obviously. So they'll be moving from east to west. With the basketball, the Hawks control the opening tap. Concepcion with the basketball. She passes left side over to Shula. Shula dumps it down low to Davison. Davison spin move gets around Jelsma. And Davison with a two-point basket. And San Diego Christian is up 2-0. 2-0 our score. North College trailing with a basketball right side. They go over to Bone. Man-to-man defense applied by the Hawks. With it on the right side is Jelsma. 18 to shoot. Spins into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back out front. Brookeis. Brookeis three-pointer. Floats it up and down. Three-point basket for Kayla Brookeis, the senior from Edgerton. And Brookeis makes it a 3-2 basketball game. San Diego Christian into the front court with the basketball. They pass right side over to Martinez. Martinez with her on the right wing. She passes down to Davidson. Davidson pushed out on the floor by Jelsma. Kick out pass into the corner. Concepcion. Concepcion three-point basket is good. Concepcion with the three-point basket makes it a 5-3 contest. Out front with the basketball is Skelha. She goes high post over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Ball fake left. Pushes right with the right hand. Short, no good. Rebound, ticket of good. Way by Martinez. Martinez, long pass into the front court for Concepcion. Concepcion with the basketball. She'll back it out to the center court circle where the Westmont Shield is. San Diego Christian with the basketball. Pass goes left side. Martinez gambling for the steal is Bone. Martinez with a pull-up jumper from the left side from 17 feet is good. It's 7-3. San Diego Christian in front. Just over a minute and a half into this contest. With the basketball is Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front, Brookeis. Brookeis with the basketball. Brookeis passes left side, Skelhaus. Skelhaus looking down low for Van Dyke. Van Dyke wheeling. Turnaround. Shot off the heel, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Shula. Shula with the basketball. She passes ahead to Concepcion. Concepcion shot no good, but a foul on the play. He's going to go on Jasmine Skelhaus. And Concepcion will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Skelhaus picks up foul number one. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. First free throw on the way is up and good for Concepcion. She's got 4 points, averaging 6.3 points per contest. Another free throw on the way for the freshman from Reno, Nevada. This free throw is up, and free throw is good. So Concepcion makes them both. She's got five, and San Diego Christian stretches the lead out to 9-3. 9-3 our score, 2 minutes into the contest. Pass comes right side over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone looking for Jelsma down low. Instead goes high post to Van Dyke. Van Dyke at the free throw line. Nothing there for Kara. Kicks it back outside to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone has it on the right wing. She's sizing things up, 10 to shoot. Tries to pass it down low for Jelsma. It's taken away by Martinez. Martinez into the front court. Martinez dumps it underneath. Kick out pass, and we've got a travel violation called on Chardonnay Shula. As she wheeled in the post, she was called for traveling, and the North College defenders have the basketball back. With the right side is Bone. Bone comes back over to Van Dyke, reverses it to Skelhaus. Middle of the floor, it comes to Jelsma. Jelsma kick out Brookice. Brookice three off the heel, too strong, no good. Ball deflected out after the rebound, and it coming away with it is Concepcion. Concepcion with the basketball. She'll set the offense for San Diego Christian. San Diego Christian with the basketball. On the right side, picking up her dribble is Irene Lopez. Lopez picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Concepcion. Concepcion with the basketball. Uses up her dribble on the left wing. Driving the lane, and we have a travel violation called on San Diego Christian and Chardonnay Shula. Shula whistled for the travel violation. Dort College gets the basketball back. Throwing the ball in will be Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets the ball inbounded to Skelhaus. Skelhaus brings it up, goes left side over to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice passes out front to Bone. Bone, right wing, Skelhaus. Skelhaus looking down low for Jelsman. Instead comes out front, Brookice. Brookice puts it on the floor to the free throw line. Spins, hesitates, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke kick out Bone. Bone, three-pointer, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Shula. Shula with the basketball. Shula driving in, dumps it off right side. Lopez. Lopez missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Coming away with the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma right side, Brookice. Brookice out front to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. Skelhaus feeds it off right side, Martinez. Martinez might have traveled with it. Drug her pivot foot, no call made. She gets the shot to go. Brianna Martinez with the two-point basket. San Diego Christian has extended the lead to 11-3. Coach Craig Steensma trying to wait until the media timeout comes past the 15-minute mark. Pass goes right side with it as Van Dyke. Van Dyke ball fake, gets a step, puts it up, good. Dort College needed that bucket. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket from the right side. Dort College leads it, trails at 11-5. Dump it down low, Martinez. Martinez sidesteps a defensive player. Martinez is able to post up down low, gets the two-point basket to drop. Dort College trails 13-5. 15:30 remaining, first half. Pass comes left side with it is Brookice. Brookice, Jelsma. Jelsma left wing. Comes back out front. She gives it right side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus shakes left, goes right. Reach in, foul is going to go against Gabrielle Concepcion. Concepcion picks up her first personal foul. That is team foul number one against San Diego Christian. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Three new players checking in for the defenders. It'll be Cruz, Newman, and Chapman checking out. Skelhaus, Bone, and Jelsma. So Dort College throwing the ball in. Right side it goes. They give it up to Cruz. Cruz back to Chapman. Chapman underneath it goes. Right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke jumper. Baseline good. Kara Van Dyke's going to need to carry a bulk of the offensive load for the next few weeks. Dort College looking to her on every possession. With the basketball right side, it goes to Brianna Martinez. Martinez for the basketball. She gives it up. New player in for San Diego Christian. Jumper in the lane is blocked on Shula's attempt by Van Dyke. Dort College throws it ahead and intended for Newman. Ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be a media timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Game number one of the Westmont Women's Holiday Classic underway. Four games hosted by Westmont today, women and men's basketball. This is in conjunction as well with the 38th annual Tom Byron Classic hosted by Westmont College. This is game one of four. The Dort College defenders trailing San Diego Christian 13-7. Don't want to fast forward yet to Westmont. That's going to be a handful tomorrow as well for the Dort College defender women. We'll worry about that one tomorrow. First off, they have to worry about San Diego Christian. San Diego Christian with the basketball. That was a media timeout. We'll have a couple more of those each half. San Diego Christian with the basketball. Shula. Shula gives it up out front to Pena. Angela Pena into the ballgame at the last break. Pena, a 5'10 junior from Los Angeles, California. Missed shot in the lane and now reach-in foul called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke's whistled for the foul as Irene Lopez came down with the rebound. So Van Dyke whistled for the personal, her first. San Diego Christian with a fresh 30 to work with. Concepcion, 3-point basket, no good. Rebound is kicked out of bounds by Irene Lopez. It's Dort College basketball. So Dort College will maintain possession of the basketball, inbounding. They get it to Kim Cruz. Cruz in the backcourt. Cruz over to Brookice. Brookice across half court. Her pass deflected, picked up by Chapman. Chapman tried to fire it out of the trap, and it's deflected and taken back. With it is Shula. Shula driving right side, picks up her dribble. Her shot in the lane, no good. Rebound controlled by San Diego Christian. San Diego Christian with the basketball. 14 minutes remaining in the half. With it on the left side is Pena. Pena goes high post. They swing it right side. This is Shula with it. Shula sizing things up, comes out front to Martinez. Martinez, dump it down low, shot on the way, no good. Rebound deflected off, picked up by Cruz and tapped away from behind and immediately taken back by Irene Lopez. Lopez with the basketball. Lopez gives it up to Shula. Shula with the ball. Dort College down six. Robin Blount will trot over to the scores table. She'll check in at the next break. Trying to back her way in is Shula. Shula step back three, launches it, lets it fly, and she got it. Not the prettiest looking shot in the world, but she gets it to go. Shula makes it a 16-7 ball game. Dort College down nine. Full court pressure defense applied by San Diego Christian is causing some trouble for the Dort College defenders. Brookice is out. Blount is in. Checking into the contest is Michael Holst. Checking out for the first time is Kara Van Dyke. With the basketball is Cruz. Kim Cruz driving right hand, puts it up, and good. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket. The freshman from Hall gets the shot to go. Dort College trails at 16-9. Dort College on defense now. Pass goes right side. They pass it up front. New player just checked into the ballgame as well for San Diego Christian. That is Germany Stewart. Driving in, shot, off-balance shot by Stewart. She got it to go, but they're going to wave it off and say that the foul came before the shot. Foul's going to go on Emily Newman. Newman whistled for the personal foul. Dort College trails at 16-9. San Diego Christian inbounding the basketball. Pass to the baseline, shot no good. Getting the rebound back and putting it up is Irene Lopez. She missed the first shot. She gets another chance at it. Micah Holst gets called for the personal foul on the block shot. And free throws on the way now for Irene Lopez. Lopez with a pair of free throws coming as she was fouled in the act of shooting. That is team foul number four on the defenders. First free throw on the way is up. No good. Lopez is a 60% free throw shooter. Another free throw on the way for Irene Lopez. Lopez, free throw is up, rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Newman. Dort College trails by seven with the basketball. They bring it up right side. Blount goes over to Cruz. Cruz comes back over to Newman. Newman hesitates, stripped on the way up. Got caught up in the air without a plan. Coming back the other way is Shula. Shula with the basketball. Shula to the free throw line. Nothing there. Retreats. Gives it down low to Lopez. Lopez kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way for Pena is good. Angela Pena with the third three-pointer of the day for San Diego Christian. And the Hawks lead at 19-9. Pass right side over to Blount. Blount with the basketball. San Diego Christian retreating. Blocked shot by Lopez. Here comes San Diego Christian. San Diego Christian with the basketball. They pass it out front. Another three launched. It's good. Chardonnay Shula with the three-point basket. And San Diego Christian has taken a 22-9 lead. 22-9 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. Well, Dort College has a couple problems they need to rectify. One of them is attacking this full-court pressure defense applied by the Hawks. It's a 2-2-1 zone press the way it looks, falling back into a zone defense. Chapman down to the baseline. Her jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Michael Hulse. Kick out Newman. Newman, Cruz. Cruz, three-pointer, got it. Three-point basket for Kim Cruz, and the Dort College defenders score on that possession to cut it down to a 10-point ball game, 12-2. 22-12, beg your pardon. 22-12, our score. Got a little ahead of myself there. Pass goes left side to Pena. Pena with the basketball. She goes right elbow to Melissa Beatty. Her pass down low, taken away by Blount. Robin Blunt picks up her dribble, gives it over to Cruz. Kim Cruz will take it across the timeline. Kim with the basketball on the right side. 2-3 zone applied this time by the Hawks. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman, 15-footer, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt down on the baseline, trying to get it back outside. She does so to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz comes back over to Chapman. Chapman, Cruz, Cruz underneath. Hulst. Hulst shot in the paint. No good. Rebound taken away by the Hawks. Coming back the other way. They pass left side. Comes back out front to Shula. Shula with a pair of threes already to her credit. Three-pointer from the wing is no good by Heather Servin. Here comes Dort College. Left side pass Chapman. Chapman with a basketball. Dort College personnel changes coming at the next dead ball. Comes back outside to Chapman. Chapman three. She hit it. Abby Chapman with the three-point basket. Chapman makes it 22-15. Don't think Dort College wants to turn this into a three-point shooting contest, though. 2-3 zone applied by the defenders on this possession defensively. Pass goes high post with a basketball in the middle of the floor is Servin. Ball stripped, taken away by Cruz. Kim Cruz comes up with the basketball. Kim looks up the floor. Cruz with it at the top of the key. She goes left corner, Chapman. Chapman will let fly with another three. She hit it. Abby Chapman with back-to-back threes for the defenders. They trail 22-18. Coming back the other way, San Diego Christian with the basketball. Under 10 minutes to go, first half. 9:30 remaining. Dort College trailing 22-18. And a blocking foul called on Micah Hulst. Micah Hulst whistled for her second personal foul. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. Abby Chapman hits a pair of three-pointers. Kim Cruz hits a three as well. Draws Dort College back to within four at 22-18. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Ball's tapped away. Skelhaus comes up with it. Skelhaus with a steal. It's a foot race the other way. She puts it up, blocked from behind by Shula. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke comes up with a loose ball. They get it back over to Cruz. Cruz to Skelhaus. Dort College, the beneficiary of that shot clock getting reset when it shouldn't have. Cruz comes back right side, Gelsman. Gelsman, jumper, right side from 12, is good. Jessica Gelsman with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 22-20. Dort College down 11 at one point. All right, they've outscored San Diego Christian 11-0 to cut this down to a two-point ball game. Long shot, long rebound. Coming away with the basketball is Hannah Miller. Miller goes right side. Gets it back out front. Three-pointer rainbowed in by Chardonnay Shula. Her third three of the day. She's got nine. She averages 10 points per ballgame. Dort College trails by five, 25-20, 8:25 left to play. That's first half. Ball is deflected on the entry pass from Cruz intended for Van Dyke. It's taken away by the Hawks. Coming up with it is San Diego Christian. With it is Shula. Shula goes high post. Davison. Davison. Shot no good. Does everything but finish at the end. Rebound taken away by Gelsman. Gelsman with the basketball out front. Jessica passes over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus on the left wing. She comes back over to Bone. Bone right side. Intended for Jessica Gelsman. Goes out of bounds and a couple of unforced turnovers by the defenders. Cruz checks out of the ballgame. Checking in is Brookice. Inbounding the basketball will be Heather Servin. So Heather Servin checks the ball in for San Diego Christian. Hawks have the basketball. Picking up the dribble, they get it over to Martinez. Martinez back out front to Servin. Servin into the lane, nothing there. Comes back out front to Concepcion, and Concepcion turns the ball over. Dort College gets the ball back on the turnover. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College right now on the floor. They're starting five. Skelhaus, Gelsma, Brookice, Van Dyke, and Bone. In case you're just joining us, missed our pregame show, Door College without the services of Elise Marish for a few weeks at least. She's battling a micro tear of her Achilles tendon. Missed shot by Bowen. Rebound cleared by Martinez. Martinez dumps it down low. Shot is up and no good. Rattled out. Rebound taken away by San Diego Christian. Putback attempt by Davison. No good. Another putback attempt. No good. Davison kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it. No good. And Dort College can't get this possession over with. And finally, Brookice goes up for a rebound, and she is fouled on the play by Lopez. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the ball back after surviving four or five shots on the San Diego Christian end of the floor. Several of them in the paint. Dort College finally gets them to miss a shot. They couldn't secure the rebound, but they got fouled on the rebound. Jelsma had Brookice open momentarily underneath, kicks it out instead to Bone. Bone three-pointer off the heel, long shot, long rebound, controlled this time by San Diego Christian and Sasika Gieselback. Gieselback with the basketball. She gives it up to Concepcion. Concepcion gets the return pass. Concepcion hit a couple of early threes. Pass right side. They dump it down low. Van Dyke taps it away. It's controlled by Skelhas. Skelhas ahead to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the left side doesn't have any room to work. She comes back out right side instead to Bone. Bone underneath Jelsma. Jelsma spins right. Looks like she's going to go left and then kicks it out to Bone instead. 15 to shoot. Comes over to Brookice. 6 minutes left to go. First half. Comes back to Skelhas. Skelhas double teamed on the baseline. Forces it up. Shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Fouls called on Brianna Martinez, her first, team foul number three. First free throw on the way by Skelhas is good. Skelhas makes the free throw. She's got another one coming. And San Diego Christian wants a timeout to talk things over. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College shooting another free throw with Jasmine Skelhas. So Skelhas lets it fly and puts it down. 91% free throw shooter. She's now 22 for 24 this season. She makes it a three-point ball game at 25-22. Dort College managing to hang close after San Diego Christian put a charge in things to start things off by getting up 22-9. Since then, Dort College has outscored San Diego Christian 13-10. Pass goes into the corner. Martinez. Martinez puts a three up from the corner. It's good. Martinez with 9 points. And the Hawks have opened up a 6-point lead again at 28-22. Dort College has been as close as two. They get it underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke spins. Pressured. Puts it up. And she's fouled on the play. The help defense by Alexa Davison resulting in a foul, and Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way for Kara Van Dyke. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way for Van Dyke. Van Dyke with 5 first half points. Jelsma is out. Holst is in. And the second free throw by Van Dyke, 6'2 senior from Leota, Minnesota, is up and down as well. She's got 6 points. Dort College trails 28-24. Van Dyke will check out of the ballgame. Newman checks in. So Dort College going with a smaller lineup. Again, they only have the one post player on the floor at a time. They've somewhat limited with Jamie Cook and Elise Marish out for the start of January at least. Pass goes left side, three on the way, is off the mark, too strong, no good. That was a missed shot by San Diego Christian and Sasika Gieselback. York College secures the rebound. Here comes Skelhas. Skelhas with the basketball. Picks up her dribble. She looks down low. Gets it to Hulst. Hulst double teamed. Used up her dribble. Stepped through it. And she gets called for 3 seconds in the lane. Micah Hulst come with a strong pivot and stepped through that double team. She's got somebody open on the perimeter. And the Door College defenders, I beg your pardon, this will be a media timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the bench. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. San Diego Christian with the basketball, leading 28-24, 4:35 left to go in the first half. They pass it up and get it across the timeline. Gabrielle Concepcion with the basketball. They go short corner, right side. Alex Davidson. Davidson gives it up Martinez. Martinez down to the baseline on the left side. Door College in his own defense. Come back right side. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped, though, and controlled by San Diego Christian. Shot is up on the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Abby Chapman out near the center jump circle after it got deflected out. Chapman with a basketball on the right side. She hit two threes in her last trip through the rotation. Let's see if she still has the hot hand. Brooke Ice with the basketball. Brooke Ice with it on the wing. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman out front in between the circles. Comes back right side. Skelhas. Skelhas underneath to Hulst. Hulst misses the shot. Kick out pass. Skelhas. Skelhas to Chapman. Three to shoot. Now Newman. Newman will let fly with the long three. Missed everything. Hit the glass, but the rebound was secured by Alexa Davison. And here comes San Diego Christian. San Diego Christian with the basketball. They pass it right side to Martinez. Martinez passed through the lane, is out of bounds. Last touch by the San Diego Christian Hawks. It'll be North College basketball. So North College trailing 4, 3:30 remaining in the half. 3:30 left to go in the half. North College trailing 28-24. North College has been as close as 2. They have led once. That was at 3-2. With it is Kim Cruz. Cruz fires it over to Van Dyke on the pick and roll. Van Dyke didn't roll to it, though, and coming away with it is San Diego Christian. Shula. Shula up the floor quickly. Goes left corner. Comes back over to Shula. Shula with the basketball. Shula dumps it down low to Davison. Davison kick out past Martinez. Martinez gives right baseline. Comes back over to Shula. Shula into the lane. Kick out past Concepcion. Concepcion with a 10 to shoot. Gets the return pass to Concepcion. Three-pointer off the heel. Takes a high bounce. Shot no good. Rebound taken away, though, by San Diego Christian. North College is missing the size, not only on offense, but securing defensive rebounds has been a chore so far today. Pass into the corner, Martinez. Martinez, three, missed it, no good. Ball takes a bounce off the top of the backboard. And now they will whistle it out of bounds as it bounces off of the top of the backboard and passed over the top and out of bounds. North College basketball. Skelhas to Newman. Newman gives it up to Chapman. Chapman right elbow. Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Newman. 220 and counting. Back over to Chapman. Three-pointer. Got it. Three-point basket for Abby Chapman. She's got a trio of threes. North College trails 28-27. With the basketball left side, it goes Shula. Shula goes high post to Davison. Davison with the basketball. Davison gives it up Martinez. Martinez, kick out pass. Shula. Shula, ball fake, drives in. Off balance shot, no good. Rebound taken away by San Diego Christian. Shot, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken down by Newman. Four-door College, and the defenders can shoot for their first lead since it was 3-2. Pass to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, layup, missed it, no good. Wide open, surprised at how open she was in traffic as everything parted for her. And coming back the other way is San Diego Christian. Hawks have the basketball. North College employing that 2-3 zone, or now a 1-3-1, it appears. With it on the right wing is Martinez. Martinez with the basketball back over to Shula. Shula dumps it underneath. Shot is up on the glass. Good for Davison. Davison with a two-point basket. She's got four. North College trails 30-27. Pull-up jumper by Chapman. Chapman hitting her stride. She's got 11 as she buries the right baseline jumper. It's 30-29. 30-29 as we approach a minute left to go in this half. With the basketball, the Hawks. They go left side, Shula. Shula comes back over to Concepcion. Concepcion Martinez. Martinez gives right baseline. Kick it out, Shula. Shula, long three on the way from the wing. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke gives it up to Skelhaas. Skelhaas, left side. Cruz. Cruz thought about the three. Splits the defense, tries to pass it back out, and it's taken away by San Diego Christian. San Diego Christian coming back with the turnover and forcing the issue is Shula. And Shula will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 38.1 seconds remaining. Chardonnay Shula fouled on the shot. Foul's going to go against Dort College's Abby Chapman, her first. So the free throw on the way for Shula. Shula, a 64% free throw shooter, makes the first one. She's got 10. Another free throw on the way. Cruz will check out of the ballgame along with Newman. And Shula will shoot another free throw. Shula, the right-handed free throw up. High archer is through. 64% free throw shooter. She makes them both. Dort College trails by three, 32-29. Clock has not started at this point. Kira Van Dyke inbounds the basketball, gets it in to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the basketball. Comes back out front. Gets it back right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman gives it up. Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front. Chapman. Chapman comes back over to Brookice. Brookice down to the baseline. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball with 7 on the shot clock. 7 on the shot clock, 14 on the game clock. And inbounding the basketball will be Chapman. And Dort College will use a 30-second timeout. Coach Craig Steensman saw Dort College was having trouble getting the ball inbounded on that play right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Not everyone on the same page. So Dort College will call a timeout, and that was a use-it-or-lose-it situation. With the media timeouts, they have restricted timeouts. And the Dort College defenders will talk things over on this inbounds play. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtyofc.com or at the office. 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. 4 to shoot. Van Dyke lets it fly from the baseline. Her shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be San Diego Christian basketball. Dort College has a foul to give. San Diego Christian will inbound the basketball. They're in the backcourt. They get it inbounded. Right side it goes. They're putting the three-pointer up at the buzzer. It's no good, and the tap-in attempt is waved off. And the Dort College defenders trail at halftime, 32-29. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 32-29, Dort College down by 3 at halftime. And this one could have been much worse as Dort College got down initially 22-9. As San Diego Christian got out to that 13-point lead, Dort College responded with an 11-point run of their own to cut it down to 22-20. That was as close as they would get until it was 30-29. And San Diego Christian goes into the locker room up by three, that is, 32-29. Dort College led unofficially by Abby Chapman. She got hot in the first half, 3 threes and a 2 for 11 points. San Diego Christian is topped by Chardonnay Shula. She also has 11 points unofficially after one half of basketball. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Here are the numbers for the first half of basketball. Dort College, 10 for 24 from the floor, 41.7%. 5 of 10 on threes, 50%. 4 for 4 on free throws, 100%. San Diego Christian, the Hawks are 11 of 35 from the floor, 31.4%. 6 of 16 on threes, 37.5%. 4 of 6 on free throws, 66.7%. San Diego Christian is leading Dort College in a couple critical categories. One of them is rebounding. 24-15, San Diego Christian with the advantage. San Diego Christian has turned it over 8 times to 9 times for the defenders. Dort College did a pretty good job of taking care of the basketball, in all honesty. There were just a couple of instances where they had them in bunches, it seemed, 2 or 3 at a time. Dort College is led in scoring by Abby Chapman's 11 points. 3 for 3 on threes, 4 for 6 total. 5 for Kim Cruz off the bench, 6 for Kira Van Dyke, 2 for 6 from the deck, 2 for 2 on free throws. 3 for Kayla Brookhuis, 2 for Jasmine Skelhaus, and 2 for Jessica Jelsma. For San Diego Christian, they're topped by Chardonnay Shulo with 11 points, 3 for 7 from the floor, 3 for 4 on three-pointers. Brianna Martinez with 7 points, 6 for Alexa Davison, 5 for Gabrielle Concepcion, and 3 for Angela Pena for their total of 32 points. Rebounding, Kara Van Dyke with 3 rebounds, 2 for Emily Newman, 2 for Micah Hulst. For San Diego Christian, they are topped by Brianna Martinez with 4, Alexa Davison with 4, and a missed Irene Lopez. She has 8. 7 of them are offensive. For Dort College, that has to stop. Emily Newman with 2 assists. Irene Lopez has 2 assists for San Diego Christian, along with Heather Severn. 3 steals for Irene Lopez. 4 different players have 1 steal each for the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at what else is happening in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast of Dort College Basketball made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab Services, provided by Julie Ernst and Steve Holloman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Great Plains Athletic Conference teams involved in basketball today. Men's play, Morningside plays Jamestown. Mayville State tackles Midland. Masters is at Mount Marty. Concordia plays Kansas Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan is at Dakota State. York will play Briarcliff. All of that is in men's basketball action. In women's basketball today, Dakota State plays Briarcliff. Southwestern tackles Hastings. Concordia will battle Bethel. And the University of Jamestown defeated Morningside earlier today, 67-66. Several of those games being played this evening. Some of those contests being played right now. Morningside and Jamestown men's basketball should be underway at the Briarcliff Holiday Classic. And in women's basketball, Dakota State and Briarcliff scheduled to play at 5:30 this evening. Southwestern, Hastings, and Concordia and Bethel women's basketball all being played this evening. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Both teams have made their way out of the locker rooms for their halftime warm-ups. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with second half play right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and San Diego Christian Hawks wrapping up halftime. We are just about set for the second half of play between these two teams. Dort College and Westmont will be playing again tomorrow evening. It'll be a 5:30 start time, California time, so a 7:30 start time back in Iowa. And then from there, we return home on New Year's Day and back to the Great Plains Athletic Conference battles on Saturday when Dort College hosts Concordia. First things first, though, second half of basketball. San Diego Christian with the basketball. They dump it down low. Van Dyke challenges the shot. It's tipped out of bounds and last touched by San Diego Christian. and Alexa Davison. Davison has been able to get shots inside but has been unable to finish regularly. And the North College defenders get the basketball back. So North College has been as close as one. That came late in the first half when they got down 30-29. Rifle at right side, Bowen. Open look at a three. Bury it. Danelle Bowen with the three-point basket, and we are knotted at 32-32. Well, Coach Craig Steensma obviously concerned before the contest today, wondering how his team would respond shorthanded. Two key players on the bench. He said the first 8 minutes of this ball game critical for this week of basketball. Ball's taken away by Brookhuis on the missed three-point shot. Brookhuis will take it across the timeline and will set the offense. She passes right side. Skelhaus, open look at a three. She bangs it through. Jasmine Skelhaus with the three-point basket. And North College takes the first lead since it was 3-2 with back-to-back threes. On the right side, a three-pointer answering is Brianna Martinez. Martinez with her second three today, and we're deadlocked at 35-all. 18:45 left to play in this first ballgame. With it is Brookhuis. Brookhuis comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with it, double-teamed, looking for the pass out of the double-team. Gets it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke crosses over, puts it up. Shot is blocked by Davison. Out of bounds, it'll be North College basketball. Brookhuis came over to the sideline momentarily to tell the coaching staff something. And they give it up right side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus dumps it down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, crosses over again. Her shot on the baseline is good. Kara Van Dyke with 8 points. But North College needs to turn this game into a little more of an up-tempo contest. It doesn't look like San Diego Christian wants to get the game into the 70s. They'd prefer it in the 60s, as evidenced by their 62.9 points per game offensive average. Stepping over the end line, San Diego Christian on the out-of-bounds play after the made basket. So North College gets the ball back on the unforced turnover. Back over to Bone. Bone, three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma's shot, no good. Rebound tapped out. It's loose, picked up by Danelle Bone. Bone goes right side, Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Brookhuis. Brookhuis inside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it up, block. Kick out past Bone. Bone, another three from the wing. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Brianna Martinez. Martinez, long pass into the front court, Concepcion. Concepcion, right-handed shot, missed it, no good. Rebound long, taken away by Hannah Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller gives it up, Shula. Shula with the ball, 2.5 minutes into the second half. They go right side over to Concepcion. Concepcion with the basketball. They give it up to Miller. Miller goes into the corner. Three-pointer on the way is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Brookhuis. Brookhuis with the basketball. Brookhuis takes it across half court. Kayla picks up her dribble and fires it to no one in particular. Threw it behind Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke was on the wing initially, and she threw it behind her by a step or two. Kim Cruz will check into the ballgame, as will Abby Chapman, checking out Brookhuis and Bone. Michael Hulst will check into the ballgame. Checking out will be Jessica Jelsma. So now North College will go to a little more of their double post. We didn't see much of this lineup in the first half with Hulst and Van Dyke on the floor together. Bringing the basketball up is Shula. Shula with it on the left side. Shula passes it to Miller. Miller with it on the wing. Kick out pass, left side, Concepcion. Concepcion with the basketball. She gives it up to Shula. Shula out front with it. North College playing with a 2-point advantage. San Diego Christian basketball. Comes back, left side, three-pointer, missed everything. And the ball is loose, still loose, picked up by San Diego Christian. Missed shot in the lane by Lopez as the shot clock expires. Hulst comes away with the rebound. Pass underneath to Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. Back over to Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz looking for the post entry. Instead goes back over to Chapman at the top of the key. She goes right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Hulst. Hulst gathers herself. Two-point basket is good. Michael Hulst with a two-point bucket. North College trails 39-35. Coming back the other way with a basketball is Shula. Shula to Concepcion. Concepcion with the ball. She gives it up, Miller. Miller, right side, Shula. Shula, back over to Miller. Miller out front. Is Concepcion. Concepcion with the basketball. North College with their biggest lead of the ball game at four. Three-pointer contested, missed it, no good. Long rebound, though, taken away by Shula. Shula dumps it underneath. Layup is good for Lopez. Lopez with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 39-37. Dort College leads, I should say. Chapman with it on the right side. Chapman underneath to Hulst. Hulst backing her way in. Step back. Her shot is good. Micah Hulst with a two-point basket. She's got four, and the Dort College defenders trail 41-37. I should say San Diego Christian trails 41-37. I'm trying to shake some of the rust off from the Christmas break as well. Right side it goes Miller. Miller gives it up high post Martinez. Martinez with the basketball. Martinez gives it up Concepcion. Concepcion down to the baseline. Shot is no good, but a foul on the play called on Micah Hulst, and I believe that's number three on Hulst. Two shots on the way for Irene Lopez, who is 0 for 2 from the charity stripe today. So the free throw on the way is good for Lopez. Lopez with 3 points. Another free throw coming for Lopez. Skelhas and Van Dyke check out. Newman checks in along with Robin Blunt. Another free throw coming here for Lopez. Irene Lopez, a 6'1 senior, averaging 3.9 points per game. She's got her average right now as she makes the second free throw. She's got 4 points. Dort College leads 41-39. With the right side. Comes back over. And the ball is deflected up. Picked up by San Diego Christian. Driving in. Wild shot, no good, but a reach-in foul called on the defenders. So Dort College whistled for the personal foul. Alexa Davison will be shooting two free throws when we resume play. We have a timeout on the floor. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, the Dort College Defenders. Leading by two, 41-39. And the Dort College defenders Dort College leading by two. Alexa Davison is shooting two free throws. First free throw is up, no good. Another one on the way. So a second free throw on the way for Alexa Davison. This one's up, and Davison makes one of two, and the Dort College defenders lead 41-40. San Diego Christian has scored three in a row. Cutter is Newman. Newman puts it up in traffic, shot no good, and Emily Newman is fouled in the act of shooting. She will go to the free throw line, and she'll try to put Dort College back up by three. Davison whistled for the personal foul. That's her second. So Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Emily Newman shooting a pair. Newman averaging 2.1 points per game. Misses the first one. She's got another one coming. So a second free throw on the way for Newman. This one's up and good. So Newman makes one of two. And the defenders lead 42-40. 14:15 remaining. Make that 14:45. My view partially obscured with the scoreboard across the way. They pass it right side over to Shula. Shula with the basketball. Shula picks up her dribble. Comes back right side. Into the corner. This is Concepcion. Concepcion dumps it underneath Lopez. Lopez's pass is deflected out. Chapman had a hand on it. Now Cruz will try to save it in, and no one had possession of it, so the shot clock is not reset. 7 seconds on the shot clock. It'll be San Diego Christian basketball on their offensive end. They'll be throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Shula. Shula throws it in, gets the return pass. She's in the corner, three to shoot. Fires it cross court. Concepcion will let fly. Shot is no good. And the shot clock expires. It'll be North College basketball on the turnover. North College has the basketball. Cruz ahead to Blunt, and Blunt unable to track it down. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be San Diego Christian basketball. San Diego Christian with the basketball. Bringing it up will be Concepcion. Concepcion with it in the backcourt. She passes back over to Shula. Shula goes middle of the floor. This is Davison. Davison with the basketball. Davison comes back over to Shula. Shula with the ball. Shula hesitates. She passes left side to Servin. Servin shot no good. Rebound cleared by Hulst. Hulst gives it up to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz into the front court. Cruz comes over to left side over to Blunt. Blunt with the ball. Back over to Chapman. Chapman, three. She hasn't cooled off. She hits another three. Abby Chapman with 14 points, four threes and a two. And the defenders lead 45-40. With the basketball, out front is Shula. Shula goes left side to Servin. Servin, Shula, Shula, Servin, Servin, three. No good. Rebound taken down by Michael Hulst. Hulst with the basketball. She gets it back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz, left side, Blunt. Blunt to Newman. Newman, the trailer to Hulst. Hulst, two-point basket is good. She's got six. North College has turned a three-point deficit into a seven-point advantage and forces San Diego Christian to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. 13:02 remaining in this basketball game. North College has outscored San Diego Christian 18-8 to start the second half of play. North College on the floor right now with Van Dyke, Hulst, Skelhaus, Blunt, and Bone. Inbounding the basketball will be Chardonnay Shula for San Diego Christian. They've got it in the backcourt. Bringing it up will be Shula as she gets the return pass from Servin. Comes back to Shula. Shula with the basketball. North College in a zone. 2-3 it looks like. Shula pass through the lane is tipped. And it's down on the floor picked up by Van Dyke. Van Dyke comes back over to Bone, and Bone is fouled on the play. Bone is fouled by Angela Pena. Pena picks up the personal, her first. North College will inbound the basketball near the midcourt stripe. Throwing it in will be Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it inbounded to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, 12:35 and counting. Driving in, right side is Van Dyke. Van Dyke layup good. Van Dyke with 10, North College leading 49-40. North College has found some things that have worked. They've hit some three-point shots as well, and when you shoot the ball, things always seem to go much better. North College also employing a zone defense here that I don't think San Diego Christian was really prepared for. North College has not played much zone this season up to this point. Today, though, they have relied almost exclusively on the zone defense. Might see more of that as this season unfolds. Servin, three-pointer, is good. Servin with the three-point basket. And there's a timeout on the floor charged to San Diego Christian. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. That three-point basket by Heather Servin ended an 8-0 run by the North College defenders that saw them go up by as many as 9 at 49-40. So 12-11 left to go in the contest. That's in regulation. North College leads San Diego Christian 49-43. North College inbounding the basketball after the timeout by the Hawks. San Diego Christian in a full-court pressure defense. Looks like full-court man-to-man. With it in the backcourt is Skelhaus. Skelhaus in danger of the 10 seconds call. Gets it crossed just a tick ahead of it. Passes right side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. San Diego Christian trying to pressure more with the man-to-man defense. Now North College setting the offense. 8 to shoot. Robin Blount drives in, dumps it off for Jelsma. Jelsma fires it up off of the glass. Good. Jessica Jelsma with 4 points as San Diego Christian extended the defense. North College was able to spread it enough and attacked it. Left side Servin. Servin on the wing, goes underneath. Gets the return pass now to Servin. Right side to Lopez. Lopez, short jumper, baseline, no good. Rebound taken away by Danelle Bowen. And Dort College has done a better job on the glass here in the second half. Let's see if that can continue. Skelhaas with it, comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Blount. Blount with it on the left wing. Blount looking to reverse it, does it herself, runs into the lane. Her shot is deflected out, picked up by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma on the wing, comes back over to Van Dyke, six to shoot. Into the corner, Blount. Blount will let fly with a 15-footer, no good, and a foul on the rebound called on Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma called for the pushing foul on the offensive rebound attempt. 51-43, Dort College by 8. And inbounding the basketball will be Chardonnay Shula. Shula gets the return pass. She'll walk it up. 10:50 remaining. Right side pass driving is Lopez. Lopez on the wing. Dort College falls back into the zone, it appears. Looks like a 2-3 as they match up. Comes back right side. They pass it into the middle of the lane, and missing the short shot inside is Germany Stewart. Dort College gets the ball back on the missed shot from underneath the basket. We've got a foul called. Reaching across the body is Chardonnay Shula. Shula whistled for the personal foul. For Shula, that is number one, I believe. 10:27 left to go in the game. Throwing the ball in will be Brookice. Kayla Brookice to throw it in. Brookice gets it inbounded to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the ball. Skelhaas splitting the defense, kicks it out to Brookice. Brookice with it, comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with it on the wing. She comes back right side over to Bowen. Bowen with the ball, and we've got an offensive foul called on Dort College. An illegal screen is going to be called on Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma whistled for the illegal screen as she set a ball screen on the wing. With 10 minutes to go in this contest, Dort College has an 8-point advantage, 51-43. With it on the right side is Pena. Pena swings at Severn. Servin, three-pointer is good. Heather Servin with another three-point basket. Dort College leads by 5, 51-46. Van Dyke across the timeline. She comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas, Brookice. Brookice down to the baseline, and we've got a foul called on Irene Lopez. Lopez whistled for the personal. And we've got a bench timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged. This is a media timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Dort College is led by Abby Chapman's 14 points thus far. 10 for Kira Van Dyke. For San Diego Christian, 12 points for Brianna Martinez. And 11 for Chardonnay Shula. Shula has not scored here in the second half. That foul, by the way, was on Lopez. That was her second today. Dort College with a fresh 30 to work with after the foul call. Pass goes right side, Brookice. Brookice drives into lane, dumps it off for Holst, and it's deflected out. Last touched by San Diego Christian. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop will be Danelle Bone. Bone gets it into Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. She gives it up right side. Now underneath, Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke turns, fires from 10, right side, good. Kara Van Dyke with 12 points. Four in the first half. I beg your pardon, six in the first half, six in the second half. That comes out to an even dozen for the senior from Leota, Minnesota. San Diego Christian with the basketball on the right wing. They swing it left side, Servin. Servin's had the hot hand, and she hits another one. Three threes in the second half for Servin. Heather Servin makes it 53-49. So Servin burying a three from the right wing. Servin entered today's game a 37% three-point shooter. Foul called on the other end as Dort College has it down on the baseline. Dort College will throw it in. This will be Bone. That is team foul number five on San Diego Christian. Coming into today's contest, San Diego Christian was hitting 32.2% of their three-point shots. The Dort College defenders, by comparison, making right at 29% of their three-pointers. They've been better than that today, though. Michael Hulse, 10-footer, no good. Rebound deflected up, picked up. Brookice, three-pointer, got it. Kayla Brookice with her second three today, and the Dort College defenders lead 56-49, a seven-point advantage for the defenders. With the basketball at half court, Van Dyke picks it up. It's loose, picked up now by Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the basketball. She goes right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke with a head full of steam. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out by Hulse, controlled by Shula. Here comes Shula with the basketball. Chardonnay Shula with it on the left side. Kicks it out. Servin. Servin. Short corner. Rebound of the block shot by Hulse, first of all. The rebound saved in by Brookice. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. In the backcourt with the basketball. And Coach Craig Steensma calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Dort College in danger of a 10 seconds call in the backcourt. There were 21 seconds on the shot clock when the timeout was issued, so Dort College will need to inbound the ball after this 30-second timeout and not to commit the 10-second violation in the backcourt. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC in the community. That play was set up by Dort College, getting a block shot by Micah Hulse. Kayla Brookice didn't give up on the play, was able to save it in over her head, and the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. They get the ball inbounded to Kim Cruz. Cruz takes it across the timeline. Kim with it at the top of the key. She passes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Dort College got it across without incident that time after struggling before the timeout. Kim Cruz with the basketball. And now we've got an offensive foul called on Micah Hulst, and I believe that's number four on Micah. Micah Hulst whistled for the personal foul. Team foul number five on the defenders. And the foul called against the Dort College defenders, but I don't think they got it on the right person. I think I just heard them say it was issued to Paige Angbers, number 33, rather than 43. Dort College isn't going to complain. Shot blocked by Hulse partially. Rebound taken away by Servin. Servin with the ball. Servin comes back out front. With it is Martinez. Martinez ball fake down to the baseline. Travels with it. No call made. Dumps it up, and the shot is good. So now they will get that corrected, and they will issue the foul to Micah Hulst, and they've got three on the board for her rather than the four that I have. And your guess is as good as mine if that is accurate or not, but that's how we'll play it out. Ball deflected. Kim Cruz has it batted back at her. Cruz looking down low for Hulst. Instead goes back outside to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, left side Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice dumps it underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke trying to cross the crossover move. Her fadeaway on the baseline is good. Kara Van Dyke with 8 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 58-51. Dort College trying to fight San Diego Christian off. Here come the Hawks. Melissa Beatty, she's in the ballgame for the first time. Out front with it is Concepcion. Concepcion with it. Comes back to Servin. Servin. Pass back. Beatty. Beatty down to the baseline is Martinez. Martinez has to turn, comes back over to the wing, puts it up, tried the same move, and that time got it blocked, and the Dort College defenders come back the other way. Brookice with the basketball. Dort College by seven. with it out front, Brookice. Brookice, three-pointer, no good. Rims it, in and out, no good. Coming away with it is Beatty. Beatty with the basketball. 6 minutes up to go in the contest. Out front with it is Concepcion. They'll run a set play. Dort College in the zone. They go high post. This is Germany. Germany's shot is good. Germany Stewart with the two-point basket. And the defenders lead 58, that is, to 53. With it is Cruz. Cruz gets around her player, lays it up with the left hand. Good. Kim Cruz, as things broke down around her, was able to put it on the deck and took it hard to the basket. And the North College defenders trail a lead 60-53. 5.5 left to go in the game. San Diego Christian looking dog-tired right now. North College has played a few more players. Servin puts up the floater. No good. But a foul on the play called on the defenders, and Servin will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Kayla Brookice, and for Brookice, the senior from Edgerton, I have that as her first. So two free throws on the way for Servin. Servin with three threes in the second half. That one's off the heel, no good. Servin is a 5'9 senior from San Diego, California. She's played off and on this season. She's appeared in 7 games now. Started 4. And she makes the second of the 2 free throw attempts, so she goes 1 of 2 to Servin. Servin with 10 points, and the defender lead is 6 at 60-54, but that's just 2 possessions, and San Diego Christian showed they were very adept at hitting those three-pointers early in the contest. Dort College countering right now with Abby Chapman on the floor. They get it underneath to Hulse. Hulse back over to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball on the right wing. Fire it outside to Newman. Newman puts it on the floor, tries to dump it inside, and it's taken away. Here comes San Diego Christian. Long pass into the front court, laying it up with the left hand. It's good. Gabrielle Concepcion makes the two-point basket. Dort College leads by 4, 60-56. 4:40 left to go in the game. With it out front is Cruz. Cruz to Blunt. Blunt looking down low. Instead, they go over to Chapman. Chapman entry pass to Hulse. Hulse with a left-handed hook. Rims it. No good. Rebound taken away by San Diego Christian. Got everything but the finish for Micah Hulse. Coming back the other way is Chardonnay Shula. Shula looking for the kickout pass. Dort College will counter with 3 new players back in just a moment. Out front with the basketball is Concepcion. Dort College looking for a defensive stop, 4:10 and counting. They come back right side, Shula. Shula will let fly with a high-arching three, no good. Rebound grabbed off of one bounce by Hulst. Here comes Dort College. Cruz. Cruz across the timeline. Cruz at the top of the key. Dort College calls for a set play. With it is Blunt. Blunt out front. Chapman. Chapman in between the circles. Gives it up Newman. Newman shovels it off for Hulst, and Hulst is hammered on the play. Foul's going to go on Alexa Davison. Davison was making certain that she did not get that easy shot up. She came across and got both arms for good measure, and Hulst will go to the free throw line to shoot free throws. When we resume play, both teams looking tired. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading by 4, pending a pair of free throws for Micah Hulst. Hulst was fouled in the act of shooting. She was fouled by Alexa Davison. Davison commits her 3rd foul in the process. Micah Hulst to shoot 2. She's got 6 points, all of them coming here in the second half of play. 3:47 remaining in this contest. So the free throw on the way for Hulst is up. No good. Hulst, a 6'3 sophomore from Byron Center, Michigan, came into the contest hitting 71% of her free throws. Misses the first attempt. She's got another one coming. This one's up, and she makes that one. So Hulst makes 1 of 2. She's got 7 points today. Dort College leads 61-56. Inbounding the basketball will be Chardonnay Shula. Shula gets the ball inbounded. Servin with the ball. She comes back over to Davison. Davison gives it up. Shula. Shula with the basketball. Shula comes back right side. Pena. Pena with the ball. Pena gives it up out front. This is Beatty to Servin. Servin to Davison. Davison puts it on the deck, drives into the lane, puts it up. Shot is no good, and an offensive foul is called on Davison. Davison whistled for her fourth personal as she lowered her shoulder. 3:23 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College leading by five with the ball. Dort College now with Jelsma, Skelhaas, Brookice, Van Dyke, and Chapman on the floor. Ball goes middle of the floor, Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up, Jelsma. Dort College may run some clock. 3:10 remaining in the game. Chapman with the basketball. Dort College by at least two possessions. They lead by five, 61-56. Jelsma gives it up, Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman over to Brookice. Seven to shoot. Now five. They give it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke crosses over. Nice move. Finishes in the lane. Good. Kara Van Dyke with 10 points in the second half. 16 for the ballgame. Dort College leads 63-56. 2:45 and counting in the ballgame. Pass comes right side. This is Servin. Gets the return pass. Shula. Shula out front. Puts it on the floor. Drives the lane. Lays it up with the left hand. Good. The two-point basket for Chardonnay Shula. She's got 13. And the two teams exchange two-point baskets. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 63-58. There's 2:31 left to go in the contest. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball from Santa Barbara, California, made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC in the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Dort College gets the ball inbounded to Jasmine Skelhaas in the backcourt. Dort College by five. With it is Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke lets traffic clear. She'll set the offense from the top of the key. Kara Van Dyke still with the dribble. She's guarded by Beatty. Passes right side Skelhaas. Skelhaas, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice looking down low. It's Jelsma. Jelsma feeding the post. Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it up in traffic. Can't get it to go. Has a chance at the offensive rebound and tapped it out of bounds. It'll be San Diego Christian basketball. So San Diego Christian with the basketball, leading by five are the defenders for College on defense. Shula passes the right side. Servin. Servin goes to Davison. Davison with it on the right wing. Davison down to the baseline. Steps on the baseline, out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, Davison, after that foul where she got caught for hacking Micah Hulst across the arm, picked up a charge on the other end very soon thereafter, and that time tried to press the issue a little too hard on the right baseline, and she gets called for stepping on the baseline. She was asking for a little help, saying she got bumped out. Dort College with the basketball now. This is Jelsma. Jelsma with it on the wing. Jelsma comes right side. They get it back over to Brookice. Brookice sets, fires three. Bang, bang, bang. Kayla Brookice with the three-point basket. She's got nine, and the defenders lead 66-58. Dort College by eight. 1:30 remaining in the ballgame. Bringing the ball up is Shula. Shula out front with the basketball, and a timeout on the floor charged to San Diego Christian. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Also made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollierton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're a member FDIC. Well, the timeout situation is this. I have no way of knowing how many either team has left. The media timeouts are taken at the first dead ball after 15, 10, and 5 minutes in each half. Media timeouts are a minute in length. We've caught that part. Here's the part that has been confusing. If a team calls a timeout that creates a dead ball within 30 seconds after the 15-10 or 5-minute mark, or creates the first dead ball after the 15-10 or 5-minute mark, that timeout shall be a full-length timeout. Shall replace the media timeout. Team timeouts. Each team has four 30-second timeouts. A maximum of three can be used in the second half. Each team will have one 60-second timeout that can be used at any time during the game. I think San Diego Christian is about out, but I'm not positive. 1:25 left to go in the contest. Shula drives right side, puts it up, short-armed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Hulse. Gets the outlet pass over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas to Brookice, and Brookice is wrapped up on the play by Heather Severn. Servin whistled for the personal foul, and Brookice will go to the free throw line to try and extend the lead for the defenders. 9-point advantage for Dort College if Brookice can make the first free throw. And she does. Dort College leading 67-58. Dort College has outscored San Diego Christian 38-24 here in the second half. Shula pass out right side and throws it into the bleachers. It'll be Dort College basketball. Jessica Jelsma checking into the ball game. Checking out will be Micah Hulse. So Dort College trying to get some offense on the floor. Kara Van Dyke to trigger it. And Van Dyke looking. Gets it middle of the floor to Jelsma. Jelsma to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it at the middle of the floor. Stops. Gets it away. Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. And a jump ball is called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Inbounding the basketball will be Brookice for the defenders. So Kayla Brookice to trigger it. Her team leading by nine. Ball's inbounded. They get it right side over to Van Dyke. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas, Brookice. Brookice to Bone. They're playing keep away. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice to Skelhaas. And Brookice is fouled on the play. Kayla Brookice is 1-for-2 today. That, in fact, was her first series of free throws shot this season. 50.5 seconds remaining. And Brookice can make it pretty difficult here for San Diego Christian if she makes both free throws. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way for the 5'5 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota. Got a late start on the basketball season due to Dort College's qualifying for the NAI National Championship in volleyball. That tournament. Missed the second free throw. Out front is Shula. Shula, Servin. Servin, Dort College by 10. They go middle of the floor, Davison. Davison got caught up in the air. Trying to save it in was Brookice. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be San Diego Christian basketball. San Diego Christian inbounding the basketball. Running out of time, though. 38.2 seconds remaining. They're down 10. They pass it down low, Davison. Davison puts it up. And she tried to pass it at the last instant. Danelle Bone is fouled in the backcourt, and Danelle Bone will take the long walk and shoot free throws. I think that's number 10 on San Diego Christian. And it will be two free throws for Danelle Bone. Bone, a 70% free throw shooter. Dort College leading 68-58. First free throw by Danelle is up and good. 4 points for Bone. Dort College, we talked about it at halftime, needed to get this game a little more to their liking in terms of pace, and they have. Bone makes both free throws, and that should do it. 30.7 seconds remaining, Dort College by 12. Into the front court with the basketball is Shula. Shula goes short corner, kicks it back outside to Stewart. Stewart shot no good, rebound tipped and controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball at the baseline. She comes back over to Bone. Bone with it in the backcourt, back over to Van Dyke, and San Diego Christian is going to concede at this point. No, it's going to be Angela Pena. Thought Pena was going to commit a foul. Instead, Dort College calls a timeout with 12.3 seconds remaining. Shot clock is off. Dort College was in danger of a 10-second call, leading by 12. So it looks like Dort College will win their second in a row and improve to 8-6. San Diego Christian will fall for just the third time this season. They'll go to 7-3. Good win by the defenders today. Started off very sluggishly. And the defenders will inbound the basketball in the backcourt. This will be Brookice. College got down in this one 22-9. Things weren't looking so good. They went on an 11-0 run, and it was a battle from there. Kept it at a three-point difference heading into halftime. Jelsma with it in the backcourt. Jelsma might have traveled with it. Now we've got a reach-in foul called on Davison, and Davison has just fouled out, I believe. Davison fouls out with 5.8 seconds remaining. She will foul out with 5 points. Irene Lopez checks into the ball game. Free throws on the way for Jelsma. First one is in and out, no good. Jessica Jelsma, 4 points today. Another free throw on the way for Jessica Jelsma. This one's up and down. So Jelsma makes one of two, and the defenders lead 71-58. In the backcourt with it is Shula. Shula will pick it up. Passes right side, Servin. Servin, three, buries another one. That one's from deeper, long range. York College leads 71-61. And in the backcourt, Brookice. Brookice controls it. And the York College defenders secure the win, 71-61. York College is now 8-6. San Diego Christian falls to 7-3. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Next up, the Wireless World postgame wrap. Back with more after this. York College outscores San Diego Christian 42-29 in the second half, and they take a 10-point win, 71-61, after trailing by three at halftime, 32-29. York College was down by as many as 13 in the first half, 22-9, closed the gap to 32-29 at halftime, took the lead for good at 37-35. Opening the second half with back-to-back three-pointers. York College led today by Kara Van Dyke and Abby Chapman with 14 points apiece. Chapman had 11 in the first half when York College was struggling. Kara Van Dyke, 6 points in the first half, 8 in the second half on the way to her team high, 14 points. Chardonnay Shula had 13 for San Diego Christian unofficially. Brianna Martinez had 14. And Heather Servin had 13 off of the bench, all of them in the second half, as she hit 4 3-point baskets. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is York College Basketball on KDCR. FM. We don't have the post-game stats yet, but we'll visit with Coach Craig Steensma, York College defender, women's basketball coach. The defenders getting a win over San Diego Christian, 71-61. Coach, a tough start for your team, but then you bounced back, played some pretty good minutes in the to close the first half, and it just seemed like you were able to carry that momentum into the second half.
Yeah, I thought we had a great start to the second half. We got the ball inside to Kara. We made some shots, too. You know, you hit some threes, and that really opens things up. So, it's hard fought, but I thought we played one of our better halves probably defensively in the second half. And we had people that kind of dove down in and made some steals and got some tips. And, you know, I thought Micah really did a great job off the bench for us. And we got great contributions from everybody off the bench. So, you know, very, very, very satisfying win today.
Talk a little bit about your team's three-point shooting. It seemed like you got more open looks today than you have gotten. A lot of that comes from working inside out, and your guards, the recipients of Kara Van Dyke, getting a lot of looks and touches down low.
Right. Kara got the ball a lot, and that's good. That's what we want. And we tried to get it to her on some different possessions, and she was able to pass out of there a little bit better than what she has before Christmas, so I give Kara a lot of credit because she really led us today, not just in scoring, but just on defense and leader. She showed good leadership today all the way around.
Abby Chapman hit some threes in the first half, and you've been saying all along that you've been seeing it in practice. We saw it today in a game, what she can do when she's got a little time to look at it.
Yeah, that girl can really, really shoot it. You know, she's one of the best shooters I've seen, And so, you know, you gotta give her chances, though. And when she played a little bit more extended minutes today and got some open looks and knocked them down, and, you know, everybody, the whole team was happy for her because they know what a great shooter she is, and they know she's been struggling. So Abby's pretty happy, but the rest of the team's pretty happy for her as well.
Defensively, you had to resort to a zone defense. That might be something we see more of until you get your personnel figured out. But today, that zone defense worked pretty well against San Diego Christian.
Right, they were just too athletic for us and big inside, and we couldn't handle them in there very well, man to man. And so we went to a zone and some full court pressure stuff, and you know it worked out for us today.
Took care of the basketball better in the second half than the first half as well. I was surprised you only had 9 at halftime, but it seemed like they came in bunches. You end up with just 4 or 5 in the second half, though, so that's a good number.
Yeah, you know, I think we had a generous stat keeper maybe a little bit, or I think we had more than 8 or 9 in the first half, but, yeah, we really handled the ball well, and we showed a lot of resiliency and toughness in the second half.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. Save your voice. Thanks for coming up. Congratulations on the win today.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College for the ball game, 25 of 51 from the floor, 49%, 10 of 19 on three-pointers, 52.6%, 11 of 16 on free throws, 69%. San Diego Christian, 21 of 63 from the floor, 36%, 11 of 29 on threes, 38.5%, 8 for 12 on free throws, 67%. Dort College managed to crawl back into this one, rebounding. There was a huge disparity at the half. At the end of the ball game, San Diego Christian got Dort College by 1, 36-35. That was after it was 24-15 at the end of the first half in terms of rebounding. Turnovers, Dort College with 13, San Diego Christian with 14. Individual numbers, 16 for Kara Van Dyke, 14 each for Kayla Brookice and Abby Chapman, 7 each for Kim Cruz and Micah Hulse, 5 each for Danelle Bone and Jessica Jelsma. 1 point for Emily Newman, 2 for Jasmine Skelhaas. For San Diego Christian, 13 each for Heather Servin and Chardonnay Shula, 12 for Brianna Martinez, 7 for Alexa Davison, 7 for Gabrielle Concepcion, 4 for Irene Lopez, 3 for Angela Pena, and 2 for Germany Stewart for their total of 61. Dort College was led in rebounding by Micah Hulst with 8 rebounds, 5 for Kara Van Dyke, 4 for Jessica Jelsma, and 3 for Danelle Bone. 9 rebounds for Irene Lopez for San Diego Christian. 5 each for Alexa Davison and Brianna Martinez. 4 for Chardonnay Shula, and 4 for Melissa Beatty. 6 assists for Chardonnay Shula, 3 for Angela Pena. For Dort College, 3 different players had 3 assists each. They were Robin Blunt, Emily Newman, and Danelle Bone. 3 steals for Kara Van Dyke. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College basketball, where the Dort College Defender women come away with a 71-61 win over San Diego Christian this afternoon in non-conference basketball play. Dort College will play Westmont tomorrow afternoon, 5:30 start time. Locally, so 7:30 start time, Iowa time. You can hear the game on KDCR 88.5 FM. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.